Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Laura Canfield Show, the Create Your Life series. And this time we are talking about the gift of choice. And my guest today is Ivan Martin, or Yvan Martin in French, en français.
Yeah, I love it.
And Yvan is a French man born in New Zealand who has been spreading and sharing his insight, knowledge, and empowering techniques all around the world. I actually met Yvan recently in Rome for the first time, even though he had been in my awareness for a little while. And and so it was so wonderful to actually meet you in person, Yvan, and spend time with you and have wonderful conversations.
Thank you, Laura. That was actually such a great time. Really, I had truly a time with you, and we had some other people with us. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't know, we passed 2 hours like conversing. And that was, for me, such a gift moment. I'm really grateful for that, truly. It's a long time before that, no, nothing happened with that quality. That was really great.
It was so much fun and so much ease. And, you know, the conversation that we had was deep, and it was like, wow, so expansive. So I'm so glad that we can continue that conversation today.
Yeah. And
so, Yvan, because it's the first time that you're on our show, can you just share a little bit about you, who you are, what you do, and the gift that you be in the world?
What parts should I show?
Really, right?
First. yeah, well, this is quite a question you're asking me. Mm-hmm. Could you rephrase it differently?
I just want you to introduce yourself to...
Okay, I'm sorry. I thought it was like, you know... Okay.
I'll pull other stuff out of you as we go.
Yeah. I think you did quite a good presentation already. What could I add? I've been... it's not very interesting, the past, is it? I did a lot of things in the past. I've been doing many different things, and... I'm very grateful for everything I've done, because I'm using this now as a kind of support to facilitate, to give classes, to welcome people, and most particularly to be able to listen as much as I can, meaning in the way of receiving, you know, the possibility to be grateful for the fact that I am alive. So what could I present about me? It's kind of difficult. I'm kind of, you know, yeah. I mean, in the professional aspect of things, what I'm like trained for, and you know, like what has been my professional activity is actually the relationships. It's actually mm-hmm. the interpersonal communication, as we call it. And I was a specialist in mediation, in professional mediation. So resolving conflicts and etc. I was also trained in different therapies, body and psychology therapies, and I've been a monk training in meditation for many years, and that's kind of more or less the ground of that I'm using, right?
Right, and so what you do now is you facilitate classes both online and in person using the tools of Access Consciousness as well as other modalities, right?
Actually, I brought everything into Access, because when I discovered Access Consciousness tools, it expanded all the other tools I had before. So meaning it's, for example, since 10 years, I was giving classes about communication, for example, and meditations. But I had some difficulty to allow people to bring those tools into their very daily life. I mean, like to make it really changing things, as I knew it could. But somehow, those people I had in classes, or those people I was going to actually facilitate, or the people I was receiving as a coach, they had still something that was keeping them from integrating and choosing something different. Mm-hmm. But now, thanks to the energy of some different words, some different tools that we use in Access, I can still use the insights and the different ways to accompany people that I used to, but with such a more expensive and efficient way that I finally do everything with that. Mm-hmm. So that's why I've been creating two specialty classes for Access, which is transforming the tools I had before into Access tools. So it's a kind of, and those two classes are about, of course, relationships and meditation. Mm-hmm. So yeah, I would say I do most of it is Access.
Cool. So for those of you who may be new to Access or don't know about Access, you can go to accessconsciousness.com, and we may be using the clearing statement at some point during the call, so you can find out more about that at theclearingstatement.com. To find out more information. it sounds weird sometimes, but just let it be. So, you know, you were talking about choice and choosing. And so this show is called, for the season is the gift of choice, right? Uh-huh. For me, it's all about creating your life, creating your reality, choosing what works for you, what's light for you, what's right for you, and how choice becomes a gift. So can you talk a little bit about in your life and, you know, how choice has been a gift for you and what you have experienced?
Sure. Thank you. That's, you know, the word choice for me is the one word. I mean, truly, if I had one word to gather all the awareness I have about the possibilities of the life is giving me, you know, the possibilities I have as a being and I'm being alive, this word is choice. Mm-hmm. It's really, before that, I had a word that was about what is kind of looking through the confusion and the limitation. And this word was time. Mm-hmm. And now I have found the word choice, like some time ago, as really the key to everything. Meaning, if I am, for example, in a moment of confusion or too much, it's a confusion more or less anytime. Mm-hmm. If I just remember the word choice, then I get access to all the other possibilities, all the other ways that I have to experience this moment and to actually change my experience of life from one moment to another. So choice for me, as you're asking, can be, I would say, it's a gratitude to be alive. It's like if I just allow myself to breathe in and breathe out, for example, and to be aware of that, it gives me choice. Because at this moment, I'm grateful for me having a body, being alive. And thanks to this body I have access to choice. Thanks to this life I have access to choice. Choice for me is the very power that we have as human beings. And I'm not saying humanoids, I'm saying human beings. As humanoids, we have chosen already. Just the thing is that we make everything we can to forget that we have chosen. Why? Maybe because what we have chosen is the opposite of what we are supposed to choose. So in the other end, choice for me is a decidence. Is it English? Is to be? No.
Wait a minute. Oh, I don't know that word. Decadence?
No.
Nope.
No. How you call it?
You know, what is it in French?
Yeah, in French it's dissident. Oh. It's when you do the opposite of what you're supposed to do, more or less.
Oh, okay.
Which is actually the topic of one of the class I gave, which is called, which is about the, how you call it? Well, I'm not going to talk about that, but yeah, you know, what I'm trying to share with you here is that choice for me is a way to reverse things.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
we pass our day and we pass our night to following by we pass our day and night following things, following our mental most of the time,
mm-hmm.
or following what we perceive and that we don't acknowledge that we perceive, which in turn becomes our mental.
Mm-hmm.
Do you get that?
Yeah, well, for me, it's about, you know, conscious choice, because we're making choices all the time. Like, we're breathing, we're waking up, you know, we're going about our business, we're going to work, whatever we're doing. And we're not really thinking about it. We're not paying attention to it. We're not focusing on it. It's like automatic pilot, right?
Exactly. Exactly.
And then when you actually make a conscious choice of, okay, I've made so many choices. I mean, we make choices all the time, but those conscious choices that feel really good, that light you up, that maybe go against everything else in the world and what everybody else says, but for you, it's the right choice. It's the right move. It's the right next step.
Exactly. Yeah.
And it's an irrational choice because it's not linear. It doesn't make sense. But for me, I always say if it feels light and joyful in my heart, it's like, that's what I'm going to do. And every time I've done that, it's been like, wow, life changing, right?
Exactly. And you say it's irrational, meaning it's going against the reason, mm-hmm. which is the object of the mental. So that's exactly how it works. If you follow the construction, the analysis of the mental, you actually don't really choose. You follow what you're supposed to do.
Yeah.
If you choose, you create a chaos. You create a change right away, which cannot be rational.
Mm-hmm.
Cannot be rational.
Right? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, this is wonderful. It's. I don't know what it has created for you when you say that. When you choose from your heart or when you choose something that is right for you, and then nobody else maybe can, even not you, can see how it compares with anything, you know, because you don't have expectation maybe about it. Because
true. Absolutely.
You cannot project on it.
No, when I'm going from my heart and choosing from my heart, choosing what's light, I usually don't know what the outcome or result is going to be.
Yeah.
I just know it feels good, so I'm going to do it. And it's like being in the unknown.
Exactly.
And following the energy of that.
Exactly.
And it's hard to explain even, but you know, my family's like, they don't even question anymore. They don't even ask, why are you doing what you're doing? They're like, okay, cool, whatever, you know?
Yeah.
They're used to it now. But at the beginning it was like up in arms.
Yeah.
I get that.
Yes. And what you said is wonderful is that you don't know what it's going to create.
Mm-hmm.
And this is a key also, is that every time that we believe that we choose because we choose for something that we're going to get, we don't choose.
Right.
We follow.
Yes.
We are objects of our mental. We are object of others' rules and realities.
Yeah.
So I think choice is such a thing that we have not been used to do, that everything we said up to now has already brought so many reactions between us here, present.
Mm-hmm.
And
so I'm going to ask everybody, like, what's coming up for you when we're talking about choice? You know, is anything coming up for you? Do
exactly.
you have questions about it? Is there some resistance coming up? Because I know some of the, for myself, sometimes when, you know, in the past, you know, people would be like, just choose. I mean, Gary says that, just choose. It's like, what the fuck? What do you mean just choose? I don't know what to choose, you know? Right? And it's like looking for an answer or a conclusion. It's like, you know, but do you ever get that you get overwhelmed? And I already know the answer, but it's like, do you get overwhelmed by the amount of choices or the different possibilities that truly are available to us? You know, and I know infinite being cannot be overwhelmed. I get that. But sometimes it's like, I don't know. So then...
And is that this awareness of the infinite choices and possibilities that we have that keeps us from really choosing?
What?
Are those awareness you're talking about? You say, are you aware of all the infinite possibilities?
Yeah.
Is this awareness what keeps you from choosing?
Mm.
So what would you be able to create if you would allow the awareness you have of all those possibilities that you can't compile and
compile.
Yeah. Yeah, whatever.
Go ahead.
Well, everything that brought up, because choice is where everything stands on, everything that brought up, will we please destroy and create it all? And let it go totally?
Yes.
Times a godzillion. Right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine shorts, boys and beyonds.
Wow. Yeah, so that is the clearing statement. I'm going to actually type it into the chat box for everyone in case you don't know what that is.
Yeah, that's nothing. Don't worry. There's just a word, some words that don't mean anything that you could really get into your understanding. But, you know, words have energy. When you say I love you, when you say I hate you, it's a different energy, right? So words create things, and the energy that those words create is going right at the root of what keeps you, what limits you, limitates you, and unroot it. I don't know. We don't know how it works, but it works. But as Alara said, yes, please go to theclearingstatement.com if you want some information about it, because there is plenty. Still.
So Paige wrote into the chat box, she says, I feel like I've only been taught half of everything. What do you mean by that, Paige? If you're talking about in school, yeah, we're not taught anything in school, actually, about how to really, truly choose and live our lives, right? I was never taught how to choose. I mean, you know, I've mentioned this in other calls and other shows, but when I was growing up, I did not have choice. I had no choice. I was told what to do, when to do it. You know, who to marry, what to take in school, how to raise my kids. Oh my God. All of that. And then when I did the opposite or did something that was not right in keeping with everybody else, wow, man.
And
all that too.
And who are you waiting for to choose for you so that you can still complain about your reality and even maybe be the, how do you call it in English? God, my English is difficult tonight, but who are you waiting for to choose for you so that you can still complain about your reality instead of choosing it and being responsible for it? Yeah. That's funny enough, because as long as we want people to do things for us, we are actually not vulnerable. Whereas it looks the opposite, you know. Oh, I let you do. I'm vulnerable, you know. I let you do. I let you choose. Mm-hmm. Can you give me the right to choose? Can you give me, please, the liberty, the freedom to choose? Please, can you? This is not vulnerability. This is the opposite of vulnerability. This is being a victim.
Yeah.
This is a victim.
Yeah.
Right? Vulnerability is the opposite of victim. So how much of this victimization of you are you using? To keep you from being the total vulnerability that would choose it. Are you choosing?
Don't even try to understand it.
No, this is energy, right? So everything that brought up, will you please destroy and uncreate it?
Yes.
Times a godzillion, right, wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine shorts, boys and beyonds. Yet choosing is actually uncreating what you have chosen before. It's actually destroying your past. So this clearing statement is a choice, an energetic choice that you allow your being to do without you understanding it. And all the power that you have given to your mantle that has kept you from knowing everything. And everything that you believe that you understand that doesn't allow you to know things, or everything that you think that you understand that doesn't allow you to know that you know, would you please destroy and uncreate it?
Yes.
Times a godzillion, right, wrong, good and bad, pot and pog, all nine shorts, boys and beyonds. You have chosen the subject, Alara.
And I was just thinking, is that, you know, all of you who are live on the call today, you've chosen to be here. And for those of you who are watching or listening later, you've chosen to watch or listen later, right?
Mm.
That was a choice. That, you know, everything that you choose creates your reality. And that is the gift of choice, that you create your reality. And creating your reality means that you are being, I hate to say in charge or in control, but you're being proactive with your life, I think. I don't know what the proper word is.
Why not being control? Why not? I like this word.
Instead of giving that control to other people, you know, or...
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah. If you don't control, you're being controlled. But what is it to be, to control? You know, this is very interesting, Ara, because we have so much judgment about control.
Yeah.
Because we believe it's like acknowledging the power we have. You know, we don't do it sometimes. Most of the time we didn't do it until now. Maybe because we believe that it would overpower people. Mm. Power is not... You know, here we are talking about empowerment, not having power over people. The control is the same. If you control your reality, meaning you choose it, meaning you do things on, you know, as it's on the right time, at the right moment, without having to mentalize it, because you choose again and again and again. Mm-hmm. It empowers people and it empowers you.
And that's the thing. You can choose over and over again. It's not one choice. It's not like one sacred golden ring to, you know.
Exactly.
That's it. It's you choose again and again and again in every moment and every day and with everything. And sometimes you might think, oh, well, you know, I messed up. I chose poorly in the past. And so, but that was then. And, you know.
And then how much grateful can you be for you at this moment that you are about to judge yourself for some choices that you've done wrong? How much gratitude can you have for you knowing it now and having still managed to be alive and safe and sane, having done those choices? Mm-hmm. And even more, those choices you've done that now you see were wrong at this moment might have saved your life.
And they brought you to this point in time where you are
exactly,
now.
Exactly, yeah.
Right? And usually when it comes to choices that we've made in the past that we've judged as being wrong or bad, usually we get some sort of awareness from that choice that we made. You know, it's like, oh, I'm not going to do that again. I didn't quite like that. So now you know. It's like, yeah, that didn't work for me. So it's like, okay, cool. Now you know that that does not work for you. So what does work for you, right? And it's about choosing again. For me, it's about playing with choices, playing with life. Playing with different possibilities, you know, it's like, okay, well, I'm going to try this. I'm going to see how much fun I can have with this. And then seeing what happens, like, oh yeah, cool. This is fun. I'm going to do more of this. And then other times like, oh no, that wasn't fun. I'm not going to do that again. Mm-hmm. It's like, I know now, you know, but it's that having that, what is the word I'm looking for? Having the ability to choose even, you know?
Yeah. It's a freedom, is it?
Yeah, exactly. Freedom. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Exactly, the freedom to choose. And that is like so, for me, it's so important from now when I was younger, I felt like I had none, you know, I had no choice. Yeah. Now, you know, it's like, I have total choice. I can choose whatever I want. You know, I'm aware of the consequences sometimes of my choices. And even then, you know, sometimes I make choices that may not be so bright, but it's like, they're fun. And they're like,
and then, you know. You're talking about consequences. I saw there's a question, we're going to get to it, but we're talking about consequences. Is that what has kept us from choosing, the fear of consequences? Yeah. How many stories have we heard about karma? Right? How many stories have we heard about, if you do that, you will go there?
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah.
How many, you know, vows have we taken in the past that has kept us in this evil choice? You know, the choice as being the danger that has kept us in no choice, so that we're sure not to choose our life, not to have any danger, not to go to hell. And we're sure also to always being able to give the responsibilities of our life and our realities to others. So would you be really to give back all of that to Jesus?
Yes. I there's something sticking there for me, but yeah.
Yeah. I mean, Jesus or anyone else, you
know? Okay, yeah. Let's go with anyone else.
Anyone else. It's just an expression. I'm not very fluent in English, so.
No, but it's a great, it's just like, you know, poor Jesus is so like maligned all the time, you know, and it's like,
yeah,
he gets a bad rap.
Okay, poor Jesus, okay. Let's give it back to Buddha.
Okay, he can handle it.
Yeah, he can.
He's not as maligned, it's okay.
You know, but this fear of consequences have kept us non-responsible for our life.
Yeah.
And this is what we do also in communication, in conversation. But we might talk about this a bit later. Maybe you want to go to the question?
Oh my goodness, yeah. So there's a question, Paige is asking, is there control without being controlling?
So Reddit didn't get it.
Is there control without being controlling?
Well, if you control, you're not controlled. If you don't control, you are controlled. It's like if you don't choose, your mind creates your reality without you choosing it. If you choose, you control your mental. Therefore, you create the reality you want. You know how the reality is created? It's very simple. It's energy. How is energy created? By the focus of the mind. Mental is not evil. It's just that we don't use it. So we are getting used by it. Mm-hmm. That's what you're talking here about.
Yeah.
If you control, you use the tool that is your mental, which is the main muscle, and particularly to use access consciousness tools. You need your mental, you need your mind to choose the direction in which you will put your attention. And this attention is going to create a tension, an energetic tension, an energy that is going to show up and create your reality. And you know what? If you don't do that, it does it by itself, randomly, as we call the autopilot. Yeah. Because the mind is creating images all the time. The brain is having as a main activity as creating images. And those images are the focus you get. And another point is your mind is filled up with what you perceive. Thoughts, feelings, emotions of others. That means not even that you don't choose what you focus on, meaning the energy you create as your reality, but even more, you leave others choose for you. Mm-hmm. So if you don't control, you are controlled.
And that's the thing that I think a lot of people don't get is that a lot of times those thoughts, feelings, emotions that we think are ours are not. They're not even ours, you know?
Exactly.
So we're not really choosing freely, you know, consciously, presently even. It's because we are tapping into the thoughts, feelings, emotions from others and energies of others and buying that as ours and real when it's not.
And
so a lot of times, you know, what's important is to be totally present, ask yourself questions, you know, so, you know, for me, you know, one of the questions I like to ask myself is, okay, what would be fun for me today? What do I feel like doing? Hey, body, I asked my body to body, what do you feel like doing today? You know, what would be fun for you? What would feel light and expansive?
Yeah, that's cool.
And then I do that based on what feels good and light and expansive. It's like, oh yeah, this will be fun. Let's do that, right? And other times when I have like, I'm feeling heavy, you know, my whole body's feeling heavy, my head is feeling foggy. It's like, oh, what is that? That's not mine. Because I was perfectly fine 5 minutes ago. Where did this come from? Right? And so that's when it's like, whose is that? That's not mine.
Yeah.
And so on.
Yeah. That's the, you know, you asked me before and I didn't answer, what is the tool I prefer to use amongst access tools mainly? And this is about, actually for me, the most wonderful one that is actually missing in the different meditation techniques, for example, I've been knowing all the communication techniques that I've been using. It's who does it belong to? Mm-hmm. It's so wonderful because what you said about sometimes, most of the time, those emotions and thoughts are not ours. Absolutely. The thing is, how do you get to the consciousness to, you know, how do you free yourself from this confusion? How do you get to the point where you actually can see that they are not yours? Personally, so I use this tool. Who does it belong to? And I also use another tool that works even better for me, because it's kind of, you know, personal, mm-hmm. that I'm asking myself, what am I perceiving now? Mm-hmm. You know, oh gosh, I don't know, when you're exhausted and you have so many things in your mind, you don't know what is happening, why it's like that, and you're trying to sort it out, but there's so much emotion, so much confusion, and it's tiring your body, you know, and you just can't stand it anymore. And you ask yourself, what am I perceiving now? And there, what happens is that you get from the confusion of identifying and buying into everything you perceive without knowing you perceive it, to the very clear, free point and position where you are aware of what you perceive.
Mm-hmm.
That frees yourself from all of others' realities, and that allows you to choose from this moment on. So for me, this is the main tool I like to use and I give to the people who participate to the classes, is what am I perceiving now? Okay. And then I get, okay, got it. And now, how much can I receive from it? Wow. So it's even the opposite of what I thought. You know, I have the feeling I had before, the feeling that I was exhausted, hyper confused. And finally, in a few seconds, it became not only a clear awareness and a light feeling in my body, but it even nurtured me.
Nice.
It's wonderful.
Yeah, no, that's really interesting. And I like that, because it's like, you're just asking a question, what am I perceiving now? And then being aware, being present and being aware, instead of going to the conclusion of, oh, I was going to say feel, but feeling is just different than perceiving.
Yeah, just stay in the question.
Yeah.
When we talk here about question, you have to get that it's not usual question that are expecting an answer. We don't ask a question for an answer. We ask question for a consciousness, for an awareness.
Exactly.
So you stay in the energy that the question has created. And then you ask another one. And you ask another one. And this is the moments where you actually, your mind is getting used, your mental is getting used as the tool that it is, towards the choice. That's where you actually make choice. And at this very moment you make choice, you create your future. You create your reality. There is nothing else than this.
You know, one of the things that Gary says all the time is that if you want to change your life, there's two tools to change your life. Get your bars run and choice. Right?
Absolutely. Thank you. If you don't have your bars run anytime, then it might be a bit difficult to make that choice.
I'm getting my bars run tomorrow. Yay.
Oh, lucky you.
Really, yeah. Happy about that. Yeah, exactly. So get your bars run and choose and choose and choose and choose and choose.
Yeah.
And that is the magic, I guess, of choice, is that you can choose again. You don't have to be stuck in a choice that perhaps you don't like anymore. You can choose again, you know? And so sometimes that might seem really frivolous, but for example, I was, you know, last year, you know, we were in an apartment and I didn't like it. I was grumbling for a few months. And then finally I got to the point, it's like, you know what? This doesn't work for me anymore. I'm done with this place. And I told my husband, and then the next day he started looking, and within 2 weeks we had our new apartment, which I love. So yeah, I could have continued to stay in that older apartment, which I was not happy with anymore, but it's like, no, I'm done. So, and I chose based on nothing rational, nothing linear. You know, I just came, I saw the space, and it's like, oh, it feels good. You know, it feels good. I'll take it. And not realizing that when we got the space, how truly lucky we were. You know, I mean, I hate to use the word luck, but it's like nobody finds a place like this so quickly and at such a good price and in the location and blah, blah, blah. You know, when we told all our friends and family, they're like, oh my God, where are you living? You know, and how much are you paying? What? How did you manage that? It's like, I don't know. I just asked for it. You know, I said, I asked. This is what I want.
Yeah.
Right? So we had to, because my lease was not up in the other place, we had to continue paying for two apartments at the same time. But you know what? It was worth it. Because, you know, I was so happy here. I am still so happy here. But when I moved out, I was so happy, right? Yeah. So that was an irrational choice. It was not linear. It was based on...
on a question.
I was based on a question. It's like, what else is possible? Oh, that's my favorite question. What else is possible here?
Exactly.
I ask that all day long. What else is possible here? And how does it get any better than this? You know, those are my two favorite tools, you know, hands down.
And it might sound like, okay, I know those tools, you know. Okay, wow. Well, okay, you might know the tools, but knowing the tool is not enough. Mm-hmm. Are you using it?
Mm-hmm.
How much are you using it? I mean, you know, it's like saying, oh, I know I can control my mind, don't worry. But when do you control your mind?
Mm-hmm.
1% of the time? Really? It's already good. Already good. You know? So those tools, as the one you just said, Alarise, that, you know, what is possible here, how does it get any better, this are not just things that you have to know that you know, and it's enough to know that you know, you have to use it.
And they're not just mantras or words that you just say automatically. It's you know, it's with being present, you know. So for example, if something, you know, like when I do a bars session or any healing modality that I do, for example, I use those, you know, tools, those questions when I'm doing that. And the energy expands so much more when I do that. So how does it get any better than this? It gets better. You know,
it does. Yeah.
I mean, what else is possible here? The energy changes and shifts even more. So it adds to it. So it's not just about when something is not good, but even when something is good, it can get even better.
Yeah.
You know,
it's a question, right?
It's a question.
Yeah. Question creates a form of chaos. Question creates something that is out of what you're used to. And you know, in the foundation class, we teach that the question creates the choice.
Yes.
Yeah. And the choice creates the possibility.
Mm-hmm.
And the possibility creates the contribution.
Oh, I love that way you said that, because it's the first time I'm hearing that in that way. So thank you.
Yeah, that's how it is, you know, in the foundation class. So
mm-hmm.
when you ask a question, you have already a choice. And just acknowledging the choice, you have possibilities and et cetera, et cetera. And the title you choose tonight of the gift of choice means everything to me. Because what is a gift? What creates a gift? When you receive something, what happens? If you have a little bit of consciousness, you will be grateful.
Absolutely.
Okay?
Yeah.
You will at least express some thankfulness. You know, you will be like, okay, thank you. Even if you don't mean it in the words, there's an energy of gratitude.
Right.
So this is the training to me, you know, to my personal interesting point of view about the choice, the training to get more choice, the training to acknowledge your choice, the training to make your choice being, you know, like a real, something really potent in your life and change things that you want to change, is gratitude.
Mm. Oh, I totally agree. Oh my God. I was just writing my book earlier today, and that was one of my main, it's my number one tool, which is, you know, I guess it is. It's gratitude, and it's changed everything in my life.
Absolutely. If you wake up at the moment you wake up and you know, breathe consciously for the first time after 8 hours.
Yep.
And you, thanks to your body, you're back here because you were somehow, we don't know where, we don't know when, mm-hmm. and how. You're back to your body and you be grateful to be alive here again. Just this gratitude is a choice.
Yes.
Just there you choose life. Because there's also something, is that when you don't choose, I'm sorry to say, I'm really sorry, but you die.
Mm.
And when you choose, it's actually the energy of life. That's why gratitude brings you to choice. Because you're grateful. First gratitude that you can have is the gratitude to be alive. And then from this one, you can choose so many things to be grateful for. You know? So yeah. This gratitude, yeah. This is the energy of life. Really.
Something is coming up for me right now.
Yes.
So you're talking about how, you know, choice and gratitude and living. I don't even know what you said anymore, but it's like, oh my goodness. So we have the choice to be alive. We can choose to not be alive. We can choose not to be here, right?
Exactly. That's a choice. Life is a choice.
Life is a choice. And
yeah.
At one point, I was on the brink of not choosing life. I mean, I was like there. I was like, I'm done. You know, I was not choosing life. And in that moment of me saying, I'm done, I'm not choosing this anymore, then, and I shared this on a call, my personal group healing call, and I shared this, and I was like, in that moment, I heard a voice, and it wasn't my own. Sometimes, you know, sometimes we hear our own voice, right? But this was not my voice. It was another voice, and who asked me a question. Mm-hmm. And that stopped me and made me choose life.
Yeah. And living. Yeah.
Right? And so since then, you know, I've been choosing life and living. Because it's like, but you're right. It's a choice every day that we wake up, every time that we breathe, every time that we do anything is a choice.
Exactly. That's what I used to say to the people I'm having this. I'm teaching one tool who is called the Five Breathings Four, and it's a part of the meditation specialty class, which is called Beyond Meditation. It's when you breathe in and when you breathe out, you have choice. Mm-hmm. After you have breathed in, you have no choice but to breathe out, but you have an awareness. But after you breathed out, you have a choice to breathe in again or not. Mm-hmm. And the one thing that you can be actually sure about mentally, intellectually, the one only thing that I can be sure about is that I cannot expect to breathe in again after having breathed out. Mm-hmm. Who knows?
Good point.
But I can choose it.
Yeah.
And I can choose to leave even if, you know, I mean, when I was 90 years old, I've been injured very, 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 very terribly. You know, all the doctors were telling me there's no, were telling my parents, because I was in a coma, they were telling, we can't do anything. I'm sorry. We are sorry. He's lost. Mm-hmm. But, you know, my mother stood next to me in the hospital during these days of coma. And I was supposed to have left everything, like really, like brain, eyes, ears, everything. And I don't know, but at some point, there had been a warmth coming to my consciousness. You know, the warmth of love, the warmth of gratitude. Because you know what? Real love, the loving energy, is gratitude. Mm-hmm. It's not love. It's the gratitude you have for someone. This is the energy of love. It's the gratitude. So this energy has nurtured me when I was in the coma. I received it as gratitude for me being alive, and I choose to come back. Mm-hmm. Right?
Yeah.
It's a choice. Life is a choice, and gratitude gives you access to it. You might call it love. Never mind how you call it.
But, you know, we're talking about gratitude, and even that is a choice. Are you choosing to be grateful every day? Are you choosing to be in gratitude for your body? Are you choosing to be in gratitude for the choices that you've made? You know, yeah. Whether they're right or wrong, good or bad, doesn't matter. But are you grateful for the choices that you have made? And are you grateful for what you are creating now?
Exactly. Exactly. Right?
And, you know, it's very simple to get into that state of gratitude. For me, it's like just being present, being in my heart space, expanding out, and being grateful. There's no trick to it, you know, really.
Yeah. It's just... Yeah. And we forget that we are grateful, you know?
Yes.
I mean, I used to forget that. Recently, it came to my mind that I actually have a gratitude capital in my consciousness. Mm. And I just forgot that I had this richness, that I was so rich. And how much fortune can I build on that? Mm-hmm. Because this is the energy of money. Gratitude is the energy of money. It's not just the energy of choice. So, it's all in one thing. So how much gratitude did you have for yourself that you forgot you have? And how much gratitude did you receive from others that you forgot you still have? And how much of this gratitude capital can you use to build you choosing your life and reality? And everything doesn't allow you to do that. And it is to show up, would you please destroy and then create it all?
Yes.
Times a gazillion, right, wrong, good and bad, pot and park, all nine shorts, boys and beyonds.
Wow.
Thank you.
I'm so grateful for this conversation, you know, because it's like, And that's the thing. Sometimes, you know, we bring stuff up in these conversations that, you know, I'll be honest, sometimes they're difficult for me. You know, it's like, holy shit, you know, do I really want to talk about this? You know, but it comes up. So it's like, yeah, I'm going to share it because it's coming up in the moment, you know, and I'm grateful that I'm able to do that. And I'm grateful that I'm able to be that present with all of you and receiving your contributions at the same time so that I can be a contribution to you and everybody else who's going to maybe listen to this or watch this later, right?
That's wonderful. I interrupt you there. That's just wonderful what you said. It's true. We do things together. Here, the fact that we are different people and you believe that you're listening only, but you're not listening only. I'm sorry to say, you know, it appears you're listening, but no, you're taking fully part of it. And it's thanks to you being here, you know, that we can create together this possibilities, this consciousness there, this future. Every choice you've made tonight is your future already. It's building it. And even more, we are not talking just for now. We are talking also for the future, for people who will. And maybe so many people are hearing us also now. I don't know. But.
Exactly. And that's the thing is like, you know, we don't know what contribution we are being in any moment.
Yeah.
Right. So just be you, whatever that is. And without any judgment, without any fixed point of view, without any projections and expectations, just be you, you know, and have fun. You know, for me, it's about what more can I add to my life that would be fun for me? You know, I'm always constantly adding more to my life. And for me, adding means doing something, going somewhere, experiencing something, talking to somebody, you know, that's all adding to my life, adding to create my life. However it shows up, I never even know. It's like, okay, this will be fun. Let's do it. Yeah.
That's an action. Yeah. It's taking action, actually, what you're talking about. It's like choose is an action. I remember Dane here saying, you know, when you create magic, you know, we have in Access this kind of so-called creating magic when you're actually creating things in your life that you wouldn't believe are possible to show up, and they are showing up because you ask for it. But it's not just that you ask for it. Mm. It's that once that you have asked for it, you have received it and acknowledged that you have asked for it. Okay, this is one thing, but why did it show up once you have asked for it? Because you've made the step to go into action.
Right.
And I remember Dr. Dane here really in giving, I don't remember which class it was, that he was really saying, you fucking have to go into action. Mm-hmm. And what is action? As than choice. Why is it so difficult to choose sometimes to believe that we have even the right or the freedom to choose? And I have something else to say after that. What is difficult? Because it's an action. It's not just something on the air like this. It's a real freaking action. All of your body, all of your cells, all of your molecules are in it. It's not like just thinking. Choosing is the freaking big thing. And I would like to add that if there is one thing that nobody can take you, nobody can steal from you, is your choice. Whatever condition you are in, whatever reality you are supporting, you know, like support, I mean, bearing, sorry. Mm-hmm. You still have choice as long as you have your mental mind. That's why mind is so important. Don't shit on it. It's a tool you're not using. Just learn how to use it so that you undo the control of it on you. You know, use the mind to kill the mind. But what I'm saying here is nobody can take you the possibility to choose, can take out of you the possibility to choose. Nothing can resist your choice. Nothing. And no one. When I was a Buddhist monk and I was in a retreat, you know, practicing meditation like 15 hours a day for 7 days a week and 12 weeks a monk and 12 months a year. I don't know now about the number, but every time.
It was a long time.
4 years, yeah. I received we were a group of people, but we received many different teachers from Tibet, great teachers. And one of them, several of them, has been passed many years in Chinese prison. And one of them who was there, he passed away, but he was the personal doctor of the Dalai Lama.
Mm-hmm.
So he was very important in the Tibet monarchy. He was number 5. It was such a love. Just he'd touch you and you'd cry. Touch you to take your purse and you cry, you know, just to take the purse and you just cry. But he has an extraordinary experience of 20 years into the Chinese prison, which we are doing like things you cannot even imagine.
Mm-hmm.
The torture they had been bearing through, things you can't imagine. But thanks to his capacity to choose a different point of view,
mm-hmm.
that the one he was supposed to have, because this is what torture is, obliging you to have a certain point of view. How much of this torture have you bear and allowed into your reality that has kept you from the total possibilities and infinite joy of choosing it?
Mm-hmm. Wow.
And everything that is, will you please destroy and uncreate it all?
Yes.
Right, wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine, short, boys and beyonds. And just finish shortly, I'll try. And this guy, this master, let's say, or this, you know, he was just a doctor. Thanks to choosing the different point of view, he has changed the whole experience and the whole reality into the prison where he was. Not only him, but the people with him has also kind of changed things and stopped suffering out of those things. And even the jailers has changed their way to relate to them and has stopped to torture them. Can you believe that? And this guy was like a son.
Yeah, wow.
You know, we would not bear one day of living those tortures,
mm-hmm.
if we don't choose. But if you choose, nothing can keep you from being free, joyful, happy, glorious, and whatever you want to choose.
Oh, beautiful. Thank you so much. I love that story. Wow.
Me too.
It's true. You know, if there's any limits in our lives, it's our own lack of choices, the lack of choice choosing that we're doing, right? And I would encourage everyone to start by just being aware of the choices that you're making every day, you know, like all the little choices that you're making every day, so that you can start to acknowledge and appreciate that you do have choice and that you are choosing, you are creating your life, you are creating your reality with every choice that you're making.
Absolutely.
Right? Because sometimes, like I said, we're an automatic pilot and we don't even realize that we are choosing all the time, right?
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah, thank you.
Uh-huh. And then be grateful for those choices, right? Be grateful and acknowledge those choices. So I wanted to take a few minutes to talk about Ivan's special offer. So if you're on the live page, you can just click on special offer. And if you're not on the live page and you're somewhere else, you can go to alara.at/CYL/Ivan. So Ivan has graciously shared with us 3 different programs that he would like to introduce to you. So Ivan, can you talk about them a little bit?
Sure. So it's 3 classes online, given online, which actually makes the whole thing is 8 different calls. The 3 first is called Empowering Your Sexualness, and it's actually a kind of session and call in the same time with practicing this kind of symphony of your potential of being vulnerable. And we talk about it, and we also make a lot of clearings, and that's very sweet, and that's actually very intense. It's called Empowering Your Sexualness in these 3 calls. The second part is called Relational Creativity, which is an energetic, physical, and verbal approach to create a true relational symphony of possibilities, meaning to choose out of what is used to be a confusion and things that you once believed possible in your relationships, conclusions and everything, out of that to change everything and really make it to choose it as you would like to have more, create much more possibilities in your relationship. So this actually is the very beginning of the Beyond Relational Order special topic class that I have created for Access. But this is not it. This is the kind of part of it. It's called Relational Creativity and it's 3 calls. And it's very much about the tools you use in intercommunication with people. What to say, how to listen differently, what to do there, what question can you ask yourself so that you're not getting into the reality of the other one, so that you don't take the emotion of the other one. How do you get out of your emotion when you want to say something? And how do you get out of the confusion of not being able to say exactly what you want and not listening to exactly what the other one wants to say, you know, this kind of thing. It's very practical, very, very, very practical. Tools that you can use right away. And the third one is the 5 breathings tool, 5 breathings 4, and this one is according to what you can create to for your future. So it's called the 5 breathings to your future, and it's a 2-part class. So this is an extract from the Beyond Meditation special topic class. So clearings, training, and how to get into contact with your future in an efficient way, effectively right now, through the acknowledging of your breathing and what you can create with that as choices, and what consciousness you can have that really makes the difference right away into your experience of life.
Cool. So those are all available from Ivan, and you can just click on those. There's a little bit of information on the special offer page around those 3 programs. And you also have a free gift for subscribers as well.
Yeah. It's a short recording of the condensed 5 breathings 4 tool. Naming the main points of those 5 breathings 4 tool. And it's really just that. It's really can really help you to see things differently in a few seconds. This 5 breathings is fantastic. I have extraordinarily testimonies about it. That it's just breathing, but the way you drive it can change everything in a few seconds, and really in any situation unconditionally. So yeah, just try it.
Exactly. Just try it. So the link for the free gift, I will put in the email as well, so mm-hmm. that you can access it. But it's on the gifts page. But I'll put the link for that in the email as well. That will go out a little bit later. So I'm just. I know, like, we're at the time, but I was just wondering: was there anything else that we really had to cover today? Really wanted to talk about. Whatever was coming up for me earlier is gone. So
there's a question from Paige. We're saying control our own energy. Is it about it? What we said about control before? I would just answer that very quickly and say, if you acknowledge your energy, you control it in a way. It doesn't. It's not going to harm anyone, nor you, of course. Just acknowledging, it's going to actually heal. And make things more possible. But if you're afraid of it, if you don't acknowledge it, if you think, oh, this is too much, or I don't want to know about it, then it might control the things in a way that, and control you instead of, you know, in a way that you want things to, you don't want it to be. So it's about controlling your energy in a way, but it's more about acknowledging it.
And it's about being in allowance of you and your energy, you know, just being in allowance and of it and observe it, you know, and you can even ask, you know, what is this, or how can this contribute to you, you know, the energy, how can this contribute to you in a greater way or whatever. So that might be something you might want to ask as well.
Yeah. Yeah, it reminds me of the 2 questions I gave you, which is actually, it's not access questions, but that's a question I really like to use and share, is what am I perceiving now? Just wait a moment, be aware of it, taste it, okay? And how much can I receive from it?
Exactly, yes, that's what you were talking about before, yes. And how much can I receive from it?
Yeah.
And you're, you know, when we say how much can I receive from it, you're really receiving from you.
As well, that's right.
Right? So receive from you, and the more that you are able to receive from you, the more that you can be you in a greater way.
Wonderful.
Right?
Yeah. And you see, yeah, fantastic.
And then you can use all of you to create your reality, to choose more, to choose greater, to choose different possibilities, and just have more, way more fun.
Woohoo! Thank you. That's beautiful. Yeah, we've touched a lot of things today, so
we did. We
don't worry if you feel different after that. This is great.
Exactly. And you know, you might want to watch this again or listen to it on the podcast again, because we talked about so many different things that it's like, wow, and cleared quite a bit as well, right? So
good to listen to again. Absolutely. Yeah.
So much fun. So, and it's like, wow, so much stuff came up that I wasn't even expecting. So I was like, yay.
Cool.
Whew. You know, it comes up, you let it go. So awesome. Thank you so much, everyone, for being on the call. Thank you for your questions. And thank you, Ivan.
Thank you to you.
This was so much fun. Yeah, I really enjoyed this conversation. It was so enlightening and expansive. And so thank you. It's like, wow.
I'm very grateful for what we create together, really.
Yay. And what else is possible?
Exactly.
Right? My number one question is, what else is possible here? So thank you, everyone. Have a great day, afternoon, evening. And until next time, continue to live your life filled with joy, peace, love, abundance, and happiness. Sending you all much love and blessings always. Bye for now. Bye, everyone.